Hello, hello, hello again. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. I want to thank you for allowing me to tuck you in tonight with a sweet, sexy story. You know how I do. So tonight's episode is called Between Friends. So what happens when you have a cool platonic relationship that builds over a few years and you finally cross that line? That's what happens with these characters in this story, Destiny and Jamal. They cross a line and then wonder if things will ever, ever be the same. Have any of my audience ever experienced anything like that? Let me know. Send me a message and let me know. Also, you can message me and let me know what you think of the story. Yes. But anyway, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and at Jay Willis on my personal page and on my business page, Jaylana Stevette. And I keep it nice and hot also on Twitter at Jay Stevette. And you can also follow me on TikTok. Now that I got all of the pleasantries out of the way, I've got some amazing things in the works, y'all. I've got my book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It is in the hands of my publisher right now. It's in the editing phase, and it is set to be released in early spring. So your girl is excited about that, so I will keep you posted about that. I've got a few pieces of my lingerie line that are completed, so stay tuned for that as well. It's the Goddess Collection, y'all. It's been slow moving, but it's going to be, when it's done, it's going to be done to perfection. Okay. And I want to thank y'all as my listeners for tuning in all over the world. It gives me great joy and great pleasure, and I feel blessed by it all. But anywho, now that we got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's go ahead and dive right into the story, Between Friends, the next episode of Naughty Tales. What happens when a good friend becomes a lover? That's the situation I found myself in. Some say one should never cross that line so much so that beautiful songs were sung to describe the intensity and the complexity of a friendship turned beneficial. Mary J. Blige describes the situationship as something that starts out playful and intense, but leaves you wondering what's next, what choices there are to be made. Monday, a friend of mine. Tuesday, we played a game. Wednesday, you went away. Thursday, things weren't the same. On Friday, you came back. I wanted to kiss you. On Saturday and Sunday, we made love. Now what are we gonna do? That's what happens between friends. It leaves you wondering, did we really cross that line? If we do it again, will it be okay? I thought about Jamal and our friendship. We crossed that line again, and now things will never be the same. I met Jamal through a mutual acquaintance on the internet. Our friendship itself began with a little turbulence, as Jamal was the love interest of our mutual acquaintance. Now, don't get it twisted. It wasn't an I stole my girl's man type of situation. My mutual friend Valerie and I had built a friendship on social media, but had never actually met each other. Sure, we talked on the phone, but we never scheduled a meetup. She would cancel. It gave me catfish vibes, actually, but she was still cool. Anywho, long story short, Valerie and Jamal talked on the phone for a few months, but never actually met. I met Jamal in person on business, and Valerie took it personal. The bitch in me turned business into pleasure, and Jamal and I had a one-night stand that was insane. We then lost contact, and I lost an internet friend. A few years later, Jamal resurfaced. However, we decided to build a friendship. Jamal became one of my first and closest male friends. Jamal was a cool dude, a good catch even. Jamal had a rough start in life because he had done some time in prison. That's how Valerie met him, on his transition in the halfway house. They exchanged pleasantries in the way of conversation and promises of a relationship when he moved out of the halfway house. Jamal tried to meet Valerie several times while they were there, and when he got out, but she made excuses as to why she couldn't meet him. They even exchanged pleasantries in the way of sexy and racy, risque photos. But okay. All right, moving on. Eventually, that got old with Jamal, you know, trying to meet and greet and never hook up. So he cut his losses and moved on. The honest truth is, by the time Jamal and I had hooked up, they had stopped communicating for at least a few months. I watched that man leave prison and hit the ground running, creating an amazing life for himself. He went from the prison walls to owning his own home and business, and was also an amazing father and friend. Like I said, a good catch. But to me, he was just Jamal, my good friend that I could bounce my ideas off in every area, from dating, friendship, spirituality, and the like. The truth is, he was smart, thought-provocative, and it didn't help that when he fucked me the last time, it was like Jody's stepdad and baby boy. I swear, that man put it on me. But anywho, there was another side to Jamal that kept me in the friend zone. Jamal had a healthy, sexy appetite. He could not be pleased by just one woman. Although he was caring and sensitive, I would even say that even a part of him desired to be in a long-term relationship. However, his sexual appetite and his desire for perfection kept him longing. He kind of reminded me of Marcus Graham from Boomerang. He was looking for perfection, like I said. But he also had the street side to him, the bad boy, which for any woman would be a complete turn on. But as his friend, I knew the potential of what he could be for the right woman if he so chose her. But at the same time, I also knew that a relationship for any woman with Jamal would not be in the near future. So over the course of the 2 years, I shared a special, personal, platonic relationship filled with laughter, dating, and war stories, and real talk about life and what was really important. Why did we cross the line? It was all going so well. Damn. Blame it on the alcohol, the barbecue, and the night of reminiscing. Thank you. blame it on the alcohol, the barbecue, and a night of reminiscing. On a lazy afternoon, I received a text from Jamal. He was having a cookout at his place, and he was inviting a few friends and family. Jamal was like that. He loved to have people around him. I knew that there would be some good food there, and it was time for me to get out, you know, and get some time with some socializing and get some social drinking in. So I agreed to go because a gathering at Jamal's was always a good time. While I was getting ready, I received a call from my girl, Tanae, who was doing her weekly check-in. Hey, girl, what you up to? You know me, just getting ready for this barbecue at Jamal's. You mean Jamal, your bestie, that you secretly have a crush on? Oh, him. Girl, if you don't stop with that ridiculousness. I'm just saying, y'all been in a friend zone for a while, girl. He likes you too, and you know that. We are not going there, girl. Jamal does not like me. You know how Jamal is, and I ain't got time for that. But think about it. That man checks all the boxes for you. He's intelligent, funny, well-established, someone you can tell anything without holding back, and not to mention the one night that y'all, yeah, definitely he checks all those boxes, except one, availability and the desire to be committed. And one night of pleasure, a relationship does not make, bestie. I'm looking for love, for commitment, for perfection. And Jamal isn't ready for any of those things. Tanae, I could hear her rolling her eyes on the other end of the phone. So she and I agreed to disagree, and she told me to have fun. I finished getting myself together and headed to Jamal's for a fun night of good drinking and amazing barbecue. When I arrived at Jamal's, things were in full swing. Day was turning into dusk and the humidity in the air was cooling off. Jamal's uncle was on the grill and there were couples sitting around laughing, drinking, and having fun. Jamal greeted me with a big hug and a kiss on the cheek. Hey, boo. You smell good. Look at you. What's up, friend? You smell good, too. But not as good as the food. Where my plate at? You know how we do. Help yourself, friend. The wine and the liquor is in the kitchen. You should be making my plate. I'm the man in the relationship, boo. Nigga. I got you, boo. I'll make your plate. You already know what you like anyway. Jamal smiles. We laugh at an inside joke between the both of us from long ago. Jamal makes me a plate and I settle in with the rest of the guests and engage in lighthearted conversation. Monday, a friend of mine. As the night went on, the liquor continued to pour. And some of the guests engaged in the exchange of the Mary Jane. You know, the bionic chronic. I was one of those guests. We spent the night laughing, drinking, and enjoying good barbecue. I knew I had exceeded my threshold for the tequila, but I decided to take one more shot. Jamal saw me take it in and looked impressed. He said, boo, you went hard in the paint tonight. You good? Yeah, I'm a G, remember? I stumbled a bit. Jamal said, okay, G. But you driving ain't gonna be on my conscience, boo. I'm pulling the friend card. You ain't driving tonight. You can stay in my daughter's room, okay? I told you I was good. I'm not tripping. You quit tripping. Nah, boo. I just saw you stumble, and you've been taking them back since you got here. Just go ahead and relax and kick it. You can leave it in the morning. I got you. I agreed. I took a deep breath and joined the rest of the guests and decided to enjoy myself since I didn't have to drive. As the night went on, I began to become a little more free, a little more comfortable. Since everyone was coupled up, it was just me and Jamal as singles. Well, as the slow music began to play, Jamal and I began to become more intimate between friends. Tuesday, we played a game. We sat a little closer than normal. He whispered jokes in my ear and I felt his energy. He moved closer and I didn't mind. The effects of the alcohol had me loose and my defenses were down. But it felt good, felt comfortable, felt intimate. He put his hands on my thigh and I let him and thought back to the night we had many years ago. Jamal looked at me and I looked away. I didn't want my thoughts to betray me. Wednesday, you went away. Thursday, things weren't the same. About 30 minutes later, our guests began to say goodbye. I offered to help Jamal clean up before I turned in, but he refused, given both of our current situations. Still a little tipsy, I needed to wash the funk off from the barbecue. Jamal handed me a towel and an oversized t-shirt and directed me to the shower in his bedroom. I looked at him and took another shot and winked. I headed to his bedroom to freshen myself up. Jamal looked at me and smiled. He said, "There should be some female body wash in there and a fresh scrubby thing y'all women use. I try to keep a stock for my honeys." "You are such a gentleman, sir." I chuckled and headed towards the bathroom to take a shower. I closed the door and dropped the towel and looked in the mirror at my body. I smiled in admiration at my curves. I spent a minute taking in my reflection in the mirror. I had done well for myself, aged gracefully. Hell, I was sexy. Didn't know if it was the alcohol or my confidence, but I turned on my favorite playlist and swayed back and forth in the mirror, admiring my assets. I then turned on the shower and stepped in. Thought about the events of the evening and Jamal. Would it be right to cross the line? And what would it be like to cross that line from friends to lovers? What would it feel like? I closed my eyes and tuned into the music, visualized one night of pleasure. Could I cross that line? I decided that if Jamal took it there, I would be a willing participant. I let the water hit my face and I opened my eyes. I turned around to see a naked Jamal standing in front of me in the shower. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. I let the water hit my face and I opened my eyes. I turned around to see a naked Jamal standing in front of me in the shower. He said, "Ain't no sense in wasting water. We might as well get this done together. Plus, I already know what you got anyway." Although it does seem to be put together quite differently than I remember. Jamal looked my body up and down in admiration. I moved to the side and let him have access to the shower. On Friday, you came back. As Jamal lathered his body, I watched in admiration of him as well. All of his body parts were exactly how I remembered. My love bug started tingling, and I was grateful to be in the shower. Maybe the heat from the shower could get my body back in check. Jamal moved to the side to give me access again. I lathered my body with the body wash. Jamal watched and his manhood betrayed him as it rose when I lathered my legs, my thighs, and my breasts. I turned away from him as to not embarrass him, but I was dealing with Jamal, and I had forgotten. He was sure of himself, and he knew what he wanted. Jamal moved close enough to me where I could feel the heat from his body. Mine tingled. I turned to face him. We looked at each other again for a second. Admiring each other's naked bodies, I grabbed his face, and we kissed. I wanted to kiss you on Saturday. First, slow and steamy as our tongues did a dance in each other's mouth. As we kissed, his hands roamed my body and I wrapped my arms around his neck. The kiss quickly turned passionate and Jamal lifted me in the air and I now had my legs wrapped around his waist. We came up for air and I looked at him, wondering what he was thinking. We were both about to cross that proverbial line of friendship in which we could never return. The water beat down on my back as Jamal held me in position. Jamal entered me slowly and carefully. We both breathed a sigh of ecstatic relief as he moved in and out of me. His rhythm was intense as I moaned and he stroked me. Jamal held his position. He said, "This shit's uncomfortable, boo. We gonna do this. We might as well do it right." Jamal kissed me again, pulled the shower curtain back and carried me into the bedroom, dick still inside me. Laid me on the bed and I could still hear the shower water running. I giggled nervously as he got up to turn off the shower. Jamal came back, looked at me again. His dick was still hard and it jumped just a little bit. It was almost like it was calling to me. Who was I to not answer? Jamal walked towards the bed and climbed between my legs. He sent kisses to my twins and sucked my nipples with expert perfection. My areolas tingled at the sensation of his tongue, and so did Boo Boo Kitty. His mouth traveled south to my stomach and to my thighs. I spread my legs in anticipation. Jamal edged towards my center. He played for a bit as he licked my thighs. Juices dripped from my center. I wanted him to taste me. I knew what this man could do. I edged my hands towards my lips for the assist. Jamal moved my hands to let me know that he had this. Jamal opened my lips and began to lick. My eyes rolled in the back of my head. It felt so good. He licked and sucked my wetness, and I moved my hips in tandem with his tongue. This man had me on fire. I grinded my hips as he licked and licked. My wetness increased to an edge of explosion. I held back. Jamal continued to lick and kiss my center like he loved it. Hell yeah, I knew that he loved that shit. I grabbed the top of Jamal's head and moved my hips, and he continued to lick me in a frenzy. Jamal took his hands and moved from my hips to my lips to my nipples as he continued to play in my center. The sensations of the two together had my body in a state of ecstasy. I let him fuck my pussy with his mouth while he squeezed and fingered my nipples. Jamal was bringing out the freak in me, and as he sucked, licked, and I stroked, I came inside his mouth. Jamal took it all in and dived back on my clit. I came again instantly. I screamed and begged for more, and Jamal didn't disappoint as he took my pussy to the promised land with his mouth. Jamal removed himself from between my legs and came up instantly for a kiss. I tasted myself inside his mouth and could understand why he spent so much time down there. He kissed my lips and my neck and edged between my legs. Jamal pulled me into him, picked me up again, and I wrapped my legs around his waist again. Jamal switched positions and I found myself on top of him. Now I was in control. Jamal placed his hands around my waist in anticipation of his entry inside me. I grabbed his rock-hard shaft, stroked it up and down. He moaned. I rubbed him against my wetness, and he moaned some more. I allowed his tip to play with my wetness, and his manhood flickered against my clit. I rubbed him against my center, played some more in my wetness. His Johnson got harder, and I knew he couldn't take it anymore. I placed Jamal inside me, and we both breathed a sigh of relief. I grinded slowly on his shaft. Jamal matched my movement and moved deep inside me. I wanted to feel every single inch in him. It felt so good. Jamal's hands remained on my hips, and he began to control the cadence. He moved deep inside me. I opened my walls for more access as I grinded my hips. He stroked with masterful perfection as he picked up the tempo. I leaned in for more of him. My twins bounced in his face as he grabbed them and began fucking them with his mouth. I moaned. Jamal sucked my nipples as he stroked, and my hips continued to match his energy. His licks to my nipples and the strokes to my pussy sent electrical charges through my body, and my energy went right back to him. I bounced up and down on his shaft like a little freak, and he gave my nipples full attention. Jamal grabbed my hips and increased the speed some more. I moaned in ecstasy as he pleased my walls with his manhood. Jamal pounded and increased the tempo. I matched his pleasure and his tempo. Jamal moved his hands from my waist to my legs. He grabbed my legs and hiked them in a locked position. Jamal pounded and I moaned. He was in control, and tonight he owned this pussy. Jamal stroked from the left to the right and to the center. First slow, then fast, and then faster. I moaned as the sounds of my wet pussy could be heard in between the strokes, and I came back to back. Jamal continued to pound faster and faster. I yelled this time. He looked at me, and I felt his dick pulsate inside of me. He stopped for a second. He was on the edge of his release. Jamal stroked again. My wetness throbbed again and he pounded. Jamal released my legs and I bounced up and down on his shaft. He grabbed my breasts again and began to suck. I grinded deep inside him. He matched my energy and dug deep in my walls. We looked deep in each other's eyes as he grinded into one another. He grabbed my hips and grinded deeper, deeper, harder, faster. As I bounced to his deepness, my clit flickered again. I adjusted myself and my walls gripped his shaft. He stroked and I gripped. He stroked some more and I gripped. He said, fuck, and my walls gripped some more as he stroked. Jamal stroked and his manhood flickered again, my clit in tandem. Jamal stroked until his Johnson exploded and he released inside me. I rolled over and lay next to Jamal. He brings me in for an embrace and we lay like that for a few minutes. He kissed me on the forehead and says, good night, boo. I smiled and rolled over to fall asleep and open my eyes to the realization of what just transpired. I had just crossed the line with my very best male friend. Holy fuck. What was next? I had no idea. But I knew the next morning I was not going to be ready to face what happened. Would he be? Hell, who knows? The worst case scenario is we could blame it on the alcohol. The fact of the matter was that I couldn't spend the rest of the night worrying about the consequences. And we both couldn't change what happened. So I drifted off into a deep sleep and decided to deal with tomorrow on tomorrow. The next morning, I woke up with a slight headache. I looked around and the events of the night before came flooding back to me. The barbecue, Monday, a friend of mine. The weed and the alcohol, Tuesday, we played a game. Us entertaining all night, whispering in each other's ear, and the saying goodbye to all the guests. Wednesday, you went away. Me stepping in the shower and him joining me. Thursday, things weren't the same. On Friday, you came back. The playfulness from the shower to the bedroom, I wanted to kiss you on Saturday. My thoughts were interrupted by Jamal, who entered the room with a smoothie. Your head hurt? Yeah, how'd you know? 'Cause I know you a lightweight who went hard last night. Here, drink this, it'll help. I've had to make this many a times, boo. You hungry? Of course. Cool. I'm about to get some breakfast going. I'm starving, boo. Okay, cool. Jamal leans in for a kiss. Not a peck, but one a little longer. He smiles and winks at me and heads out of the bedroom. I'm left alone in my thoughts wondering again. I went back to the old thoughts I was thinking for before Jamal came into the bedroom. What happens now? We've crossed the line from friends to lovers. Do we address it at all? Do we do it again? Or do we just keep moving? Sunday, we made love. Now what are we gonna do? Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stivetta. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank all of my audience for tuning in. My audience is growing by leaps and bounds, and I am so appreciative of your support and all that you do. So I want to thank all of my listeners who are tuning in from the United States, from Australia, from Canada, from South Africa, from India, from Norway, from Germany, from Portugal, and from the United Kingdom. And for my new listeners who are tuning in from other countries, the countries are growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm honored. So I want you to know that I appreciate your listenership. I appreciate your support. I appreciate all that you do. And don't forget to follow me on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and on YouTube and on Twitter, where I keep it nice and hot.